This is Ted Kennedy. President Reagan's veto of sanctions against South Africa puts him on the wrong side of history and America's best ideals. But that doesn't bother Bob Dole. In a moment, we'll face off. Bob, it's hard to understand why President Reagan has dug himself in so deep on the side of the apartheid regime in South Africa. And it's even harder to see why you climbed in the hole with him. Virtually every other nation on Earth has distanced itself from the racist government of South Africa. Yet the president persists in a flawed and failed policy that offers aid and comfort to apartheid and makes America an accomplice in repression. Apartheid is rooted in the evil theory of the master race. Economic sanctions are one of the few remaining tools we have to press the Botha regime for peaceful change and avoid massive bloodshed. President Reagan was wrong to veto the sanctions legislation, Bob, and you were wrong to support him.
Ted, you just won the grand prize for fiction. Here's what really happened. President Reagan offered an alternative sanctions package. In fact, it was very much like the Senate bill that won passage. But you didn't like it for one simple reason. It didn't have your name on it. Ted, I know it rubs you the wrong way when the President of the United States makes foreign policy, but the Constitution and the American people have always wanted it that way and still do. Now, I voted for the Senate bill, but when the President said he had a better anti-apartheid plan, I listened. Most of us believe that the country is best served when the President and the Congress speak as one, and we could have. But you had already written your Kick Ronald Reagan speech, and statesmanship was out the window for you. I'll join the President on the high road while you sling mud and stay on the low road, Ted. This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again on Monday on the Mutual Radio Network.